The Crime Summit meeting in Juneau today gathered reports and ideas from agencies and outside organizations working in and around the state's criminal justice system. Lawmakers got a look at the size of the job going on in the court system, which includes 43 locations around the state. Nancy Mead, general counsel to the court system, says more than 162,000 cases were filed in the system during the last fiscal year.
Half of all filings are minor offenses, a quarter civil and about a quarter criminal. And just so the vocabulary is clear, minor offenses are basically violations, infractions, and other non-jailable offenses. These are things charged on a citation or a ticket, and I just think of them as traffic tickets, although they include other things as well, fish and game tickets, etc. So as you can see, that's huge, and they are growing.
She said the most complex cases are felonies, with 6,400 cases filed last year. About 4,000 old cases also require judicial review. In nearly three-quarters of those new felony cases, the defendant entered a guilty plea before actually going to trial. Prosecutors dismissed nearly a quarter of the cases before going to trial. The public defender's workload corresponds to the statistics shown by the court system. Director Quinlan Steiner says he's seen a steady increase in felony filings, 10% over the past 5 years. Steiner called for earlier screening of cases to avoid often intense work that goes on for cases that never go to trial.
That kind of resolution, if done up front, leads to appropriate results, which benefits the system as a whole. It benefits clients. They get their cases resolved. The resolutions closely match the facts of the case, and what flows from there, in my opinion, is a benefit to the defendant. It maximizes the rehabilitative potential.
Senate Judiciary Chair Hollis French said the exchange of information between Public Defender Steiner and Court System Counsel Mead showed the benefit of the summit, having people with various voices in the room at the same time.
That's a perfect example of where it looks like we can now turn to the Department of Law and say, give us some more information about why you're accepting cases only to decline them later. How much time are we spending on them? How much money are we spending on them? How are people's lives affected by the filing of this charge that's later dismissed? And find out more about that.
French said that new legislation is not necessarily the expected result of the summit. He says sometimes the best result is to get people to consider new ideas.